those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. The meeting of the Inner Circle is always intended to provide us with an opportunity to realize the oneness of existence, the divinity of existence, and to be reminded of how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, and to come to a point and place where we realize that there is one real I, one absolute I that sees through every I, and that part of the responsibility that we have as these ones on the planet in this now moment is to exalt the oneness, to realize the one I that truly sees, to respect it, to honor it, to have appreciation and gratitude for being these points of it, and to value the lives of everything and everyone else, for we are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and should be functioning as supreme intelligence, and should be supremely intelligent enough not to be killing ourselves and other ones, because what we do unto others is done unto us. There is absolute law that governs us, absolute laws that govern this physical realm, spiritual laws that we are here to master, so that we are able to function in the harmony of the truth of the ones that we are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal ones of this absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is absolute and supreme, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that we are always in its presence, for it is all pervasive. It is ever present. There is nowhere where it is not. It beats our heart. It breathes us. And now is our time to care, to self-actualize and walk in the oneness of the truth of who we are. Understanding that that is why we are in this realm. For we've come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, and we are here for the express purpose of self-actualizing, self-realizing, and harmonizing with the one self, the true self, the divine self, the absolute and eternal self that ensures our conscious immortality. And I am the one who is encouraging us to dig deeper, to reach higher, to realign our lives with the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, so that we are creating no devastation for ourselves or any of the others of ourselves, which means that we have to get really busy right now in order to right the wrongs, to realign and reorient ourselves towards conscious immortality, even in a moment where it matters to us that we will exalt a full life's urge. It matters that we will do that which is ours to do in consciously caring to honor and to glorify the lineages that we represent. It is our now moment to rise under the edict of our resurrection, to really come to that place and space where it matters, that our lives matter, not black lives, but all lives. And that life in light and the lives of those who will live in light have the greatest opportunity for success. And because we have seen that those who have vied for political office, for your votes and your selection and election, many of these ones are not consciously serving the government of the whole, are not whole within themselves, have not applied themselves to it, for there are those who have consistently been applying themselves to that which is man's mandate and that which is dictated to by the systems of education and religious training, and those who've been certifying, licensing, and degreeing ones to practice as a part of the system of capitalization, which undermines the lives of absolutely everyone and everybody, everything. And so where we are right now requires us to bypass the system of things, to get into the absolute order of absolute and supreme intelligence, to really do that which is truly in our own best interest, because that is the way that we have leverage, that is the way that we are able to be reconciled and realigned and do ourselves in securing our destinies. The changes that everything and everyone must make is not necessarily progression unless we are consciously caring to be in the process of progression. Many go through changes all of the time, and to make changes and to go through changes does not ensure that you are being completely renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, or revivified in the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is absolutely your truth. And so it matters that we know what to ask for. It matters that we have a true value for ourselves and our lives. Because it's very difficult to invest in those who are undermining themselves and what we see as a result of where we are now for all of the administrations that have served nationally or locally or globally, that the agenda that is genocide and depopulation is everywhere evident. And so for those who have taken responsibility to become educated so that they are able to serve as government, I hold you offensive and guilty for doing that which undermines the rights of other ones to truly live their lives. And had you been wise enough to have an understanding and an understanding as to what duty, obligation, and responsibility is in life, perhaps you could have given a greater service than to say it's okay for Coca-Cola, Burger King, McDonald's, and all of these other corporate deities of death to have robbed the people blind of the life and the substance of themselves, to put them in a place where they have invested so heavily in their own demise, creating all manners of sickness, illness, disease, and now we're on the streets, under the bridges, because they have been robbed of the integrity of the essence of themselves by those who have a corporate agenda for profit. But the delusion is to think that there is prosperity when you undermine life itself. And we're in a now moment where we must understand that government, as it has been practiced in cooperation and collaboration with the capitalistic system and agenda that is devastating to the planet, is no government that we really have a responsibility and obligation to perpetuate. That we must attune ourselves to the absolute laws that govern us so that we are able to have leverage and get a direct download of insight and intuition and information and that which allows us to be able to facilitate a healing in this now moment. For there is a need for a healing, but there is a need for a clearing and a cleansing in order to facilitate that healing, in order to facilitate our realignment and our restitution, to realign and reconcile ourselves with the laws of existence, the light of existence, the divinity of existence, so that we are truly living our lives and not dying here. This now moment of eternity in which we're living is potent. It is such an auspicious time because there are so many ones who are awakening from the slumber, from the God spells, from all of the delusion and the lies as a result of watching the loved ones pass away. Seeing how medicine and chemo and radiation and drugs and pharmaceuticals do nothing to facilitate healing. And those who are the administrators of these toxic things to sick bodies that are sick because of the amount of toxicity that is in that stuff that they call food, that now we have to take responsibility for ourselves in exalting a full life surge to come to that point of resolve and strength and inspiration where we do nothing to undermine ourselves now that we realize that there is an agenda that is in place to have us dying from all manner signs of sickness, illness, and disease, spiritual sickness, illness, and disease, mental sickness, illness, and disease, emotional sickness, illness, and disease, physical sickness, illness, and disease. And it affects everybody. The issue is, how will you allow it to affect you? And I'm encouraging you to realize that where you truly care to be the difference, to make the difference, to be in a place where you are doing that which allows for your own healing, because you are willing to be cleared from the memory of the trespasses and the violations and the resentments and the anger and all of those negative emotions that weigh heavily on you and distort your sense of reality to the degree to which you may have forgotten how divine you truly are, how you may have forgotten how divine life truly is, how beautiful it actually is, how we are already literally in heaven. Because you're having hellacious experiences. And so I'm the one to encourage you to realize that whatever the situation and circumstance that has settled in your tissues as sickness, illness, and disease, it can be completely reversed and you can be completely healed. And the doctors and the pharmacists and other ones would not necessarily say that to you and encourage anyone else to say that to you, because they do not want to give you hope. They don't care to activate your faith or to jar your memory in the realization of the divinity of your own being and the divinity of the design of the body temple. But my being under the auspices of the eternal and the administering intelligences on behalf of the establishment of the eternal government upon the planet, it is my right and my duty to encourage you to remember the divinity of existence itself, and to remember that meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar are the root of all of the diseases, and where we have been embracing our right to be wrong, where we have allowed ourselves to be filled up with all of this toxicity, then we have to really have an intensity of intention to be cleansed from it. Not too long ago, people did not know what caused cancer, and they thought it was the sun that caused the cancer. Or it was just the tobacco that causes cancer. But where sugar is the number one pervasively used, misused, and abused drug in the world that is given to children to facilitate their addiction very young, and once you're addicted to sugar, then you are more easily addicted to anything and everything else. And there are those who never smoke or drink, but they are addicted to the sugar. The sugar that is white, crystalline sugar that they put in their coffee, in their breakfast cereals, in their oatmeal, or whatever else. The sugar that is in the cakes and the cookies and the pies and the honey buns and the little dabby snack cakes and all of these things. But we are in a now moment where we must realize that we are being warred against. And where you get up and go to work on behalf of the major food companies and the Biscos and the Crafts and all of these ones who have their headquarters here and have major operations here, that you are on the front line of the dispensation of all of this drug into our communities. Those who are driving the trucks, the alcohol and the sodas and the tobacco and the animals to slaughter and whatnot, we must realize that we cannot hold the government offensive and guilty where you yourselves are the laborers on behalf of the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death. And in order to come to that place where you're able to walk away from those jobs, then you must accept your purpose in being. You must come to a point and place where it matters to you to truly prosper, where it matters to you to walk away with the fullness of the substance of yourself, where it matters to you that you will live your life in the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence that you already are, to come to a point where you're realizing that we are here to serve the purposes of existence, the purposes of the intelligence of existence, the purposes of life, to exalt a full life's urge. Nobody has been authorized by the will of existence or the intelligence of existence or that which we refer to the Creator or God or Yah or Jah or Allah or any of the other ones to be the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. There is no one who has been authorized to be murdering creatures on a day-to-day basis so that their carcasses can be fed to people as food. We're in a now moment where we must realize what the root of the issues are so that we are able to get to the root of our own issues so that we can be completely cleared and cleansed and purified and renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and made whole, because that is what is needed in our now moment. And there's so many of you who feel a way. You want to do something different. You just don't know that the difference has to start with you. And there are so many ones who want to do something different, but they don't know the extent to which the difference has to be made within the very cell of you, the integrity that is lacking through all of the echelons of the educated and the religiously trained and the all the financial institutions and sectors and the banking and all of that. Every system is run by people who are poisoning themselves on a daily basis. And now is our time to really come to that place and space where you will examine your life, because you know better than anybody what you're doing. You know better than anybody how you're feeling. You know better than anybody what your degrees of dissatisfaction with your life actually are. You know more than anybody else what the depth of your desire truly is, whether you are just lusting for one thing or the other, or whether you have a true hunger and thirst for the fullness of yourself in the divinity of existence and the abundance of life and light and wisdom and truth and peace and poise and power that allows you to rejoice in the divinity of your own being. And so for those of you who listen and you consistently are tuning, because you know that I am consciously caring to make sure that you are inspired ever more, motivated even more to go deeper within yourself, to reach the heights of your care and your love and your commitment, committing yourself to being true to the absolute reality of your own divinity as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent, and to know that we each have been gifted so much of the presence of this absolute and supreme presence that we are sharing the blessedness of existence itself, and nobody should be killing other ones to feed off of their carcasses, their fetuses, their body fluids, or the alcohol, the tobacco, and all of these things that have become multi-trillion-dollar business in a global economy that is in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death, depopulation, and genocide. We have no right to feel entitled to be wrong. And the wrong has so much more to do than just your preferences for how you express your sensuality or your sexuality. When we support the violation and the annihilation of other beings and feed off of their carcasses, then we charge our blood and our tissues with that violation. And because of that violation, then the decomposition and decay, the rot, begins to happen inside of us. And the worms and the organisms and the parasites that are already embedded in the flesh of that which you're consuming begins to embed itself in your flesh. And the nature of these intelligences is that they are intelligent and they live to perpetuate themselves. And that means that you may be the host for organisms that are laying up to 200,000 eggs a day in your body temple. We are in a need for cleansing. Because the infestation of the body temple, to the degree to which it becomes a host for all of those creatures that are responsible for decay and decomposition, it begins to set in motion death within the very fiber of your being, where we are actually, in truth, these living, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. We should not be dying at all. But the death is everywhere because the violation is everywhere. In terms of our ingesting the carcasses of dead animals and fish and all manners of sea creatures. And under a system of capitalization and commercialism and sublimation and psychological behavior modification, we have come to feel as though this is real life and it's real eating, and it's a lot of fun. And that nobody has the right to tell you anything different, but in truth, they really never had the right to encourage you to poison yourself and to poison your children and to be all right with genocide and depopulation. And because of how long so many have been feeding this way, even if they're not all right with it, the system, the immune system, the mindset, the faith, the confidence, the care, all of these faculties have been undermined so that even if you care, it's difficult to get the momentum to do something about it. It becomes arduous to do what is yours to do on a daily basis in terms of doing the necessary inner work of the cleansing and purification of your body temple so that your light can be restored, so that you can get into a direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, to come under the auspices of your soul so that you are walking in your own authenticity, activating the greatness and invoking the power that you've been given through your lineages to be in a place where you are the progression of the ones that you have come through. You are consciously cultivating your generational wealth. We are in a now moment where we are being called to rise. To get up out the ditches and valleys of degradation, to no longer be in a place where being stupefied and anesthetized and inebriated and intoxicated is all right. It is not fun. It is death. And I would say that the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil are the ones who have made us seem, made us feel as though it's all right to be dying. It's all right to be killing ourselves and our children. It's all right to be complicit and complacent with our own cellular oppression. It's quite all right because we have to die from something anyway. I'm saying that that is the lie that has been perpetuated, and you should not be all right with it. And if you are all right with it, then know that you are all wrong with the light of the truth of yourself. And that wrong is going to slap you in the face with some kind of sickness, illness, and disease. That wrong is going to slap you in the face with lack, and after a while, you will not have yourself. That wrong. We'll see you buried, suffocated in that body temple, where we should be able to get out to leave our bodies as living spirits, as whole beings. But if you do not care to be whole in this life, and you're just living under the tenets of democracy, or what they call democracy, and you've accepted some state of marginalization as a religious orientation or sexual orientation or gender orientation or whatever, none of it is sufficient for reinstating you in the truth of yourself as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is the intelligence of the whole, that there is nothing that exists except by virtue of it. There is nowhere we can go except within it, that we are these points of it, and we should be practicing our God selves, our godliness, our oneness, our righteousness, the right use of that which we have been given. Always working towards the greater good, always exercising a greater capacity for our generosity, our giving nature, tapping the wealth of ourselves so that there is always more that we can access. We're in the now moment of eternity where we're under absolute law, and the fulfillment of the law is absolute love. And to really love is really light. And to come under the light of love is to be under the auspices of the Lord, to be under the auspices of the law, to be in the progression of your own unfoldment and self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, and that which we refer to as God. We're in and out moment that requires us to care. Requires us to cleanse, requires us to heal, requires us to rise. You're in and out moment of eternity, and this is a Dharma, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so very grateful and so very thankful that you care to be with us than any other place, and that you are consistent in being present with us. And I can only pray that you are consistently receiving ever more inspiration and motivation to be ever more disciplined in exalting a full life's urge, doing that which is truly in your own best interest, and caring to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards the greater good. The meeting of the inner circle is always intended to exalt the oneness of existence, to remind us that we're so absolutely blessed with each and every breath, with every beat of our hearts, because the intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal has gifted each of us so much of itself. And duty, obligation, and responsibility in this now moment would have us attuned unto it, to exalt the divinity of all of life and all of existence itself, to care to be all that we were born to be as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence, and to realize that to be supremely present as points of supreme intelligence, gives us leverage over all of the other schemes and plans and plotting and the miseducation and religious training and all of that that has put us in a place where we are distracted from doing that which we were purposed to do, that we have been undermined by the very systems and institutions that should have supported us in our living, supported us in our realizing the truth of ourselves, and given us every good thing so that we would bring all of our goodness into the world and create heaven on earth. And because the earth is already in heaven, and that which is within the heavens manifests itself upon the earth, then we have to really take full advantage of every opportunity to master ourselves, to understand that self-mastery is a requisite for this period that we're in order to give us leverage, in order to free us up, to allow us to rejoice in the blessedness of being and to be blessings everywhere that we are, that we're not enslaved to anything or anybody at any time for any reason. And because enslavement has been foundational at the inception of this country and other ones particularly, and it still exists whether we want to accept it or realize it or not, that we have so much to do in clearing our way into being in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to come under the auspices of our souls. And no matter how much education we have, no matter how many degrees we've gotten from the institutions, no matter how much certification and licensing and curriculums that we've gone through, it truly is for us to know ourselves, to understand that self-knowledge, creator knowledge, and creation knowledge are the trinity for becoming liberated from all of the lies and the delusions and the belief systems and the religions and the doctrines and all of the things that people have been touting as if it were the fullness of the absolute truth that is necessary for our salvation. And it has not been. And there's a thought that everybody's opinion is equal to the next, and nobody really has a greater truth than the next one, but it's not really the truth. Part of what we have been taught to think that everybody's entitled to their own opinion and theory about a thing, but the reality is that everybody is entitled to the truth, to be supported in walking in the integrity of the truth of themselves as points of an absolute and supreme presence that is absolutely and supremely intelligent, and where one's belief systems, because of the programming, because of the miseducation, because of the socialization, because of being brought forward in a dead culture, everybody's thoughts, theories, and opinions are not the same, and they do not come forward or create the same good in the world. And so the issue for us is coming to a point where we care to have leverage, because we are in right alignment with the greatest thoughts, with the highest thoughts, with ideals that exalt the divinity of existence, that put us in a place and space where we are consistently unfolding, growing, and being resubstantiated so that we're walking in the integrity of the truth of ourselves as living points of this absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. In exalting the theories and opinions of theology and philosophy and dogma and doctrine isn't the same thing and does not yield the same results as exalting, affirming, declaring, speaking, thinking the absolute truth of being a point of absolute and supreme intelligence. Because supreme intelligence and the intelligence that literally is attuned to itself as all selves, the one self, to exalt the oneness of existence is a greater ideal and creates a greater good than thinking that you are of the greatest and strongest nation in the world and that your greatest strength comes from the subjugation and the domination of other nations and other races and other species of being. We're in and out moment that requires us to really care to be in the absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. And in order to really secure it and infuse it upon the waters of your cells, then your cells have to be liberated. Your cells have to be oxygenated, hydrated, mineralized, and cleansed from all of the residues, from the nitrates and the nitrites and the chemicals, the pesticides and herbicides and antibiotics and hormones and all of the other things that are inorganic to our systems that came into our pores through the body creams and the deodorants and the soaps and the lotions and all the antibacterial body splashes and all of these things that are going onto the skin, which get into the bloodstream, as well as all of that which we've ingested, we've smoked, and we've drunk. We are in an out moment that requires us to really care to respect the divine design of our bodies and to know that the body is intelligent enough to seek its own balance, to cleanse itself, to purify itself. But where we, as the spirits that dwell in these bodies, are not consciously accepting the divinity of our design, and we feel as though we can dump anything into our systems through our mouths or any other orifice of our body temples, and it's okay, it's good, it's all good, I'm doing what I'm wanting to do, and nobody can tell me something different. But if we had not been socialized by those who prefer to exalt their right to be wrong, then we would not be immersed in such delusion of thought. To think that you can poison yourself and then not suffer from it. Poison yourself and not create sickness, illness, and disease. Poison yourself and your children and think that there will not be any consequences before death. Or to think that you can consume all of the flour and mucus-producing non-food things that can sit on shelves and be microwaved and all of this, and with all of the behavior-modifying chemicals in it that give it color and give it flavor and the uniformity of color and flavor, regardless of where you buy it in the country. You can go to Montana and get it. You can go to Florida and get it, and it tastes the same and it looks the same. That's because it's chemical. It's not real food. And to realize that as beings that are called human, that we cannot eat the flesh of dead animals and be healthy. But it's touted that you can, and everyone tries to follow the lie that you are intended to eat flesh for the protein. And it's not until you have serious issues with your health, with the inflammation, with the pain, with the cancer and the heart disease, and the strokes, and the aneurysms, and all of these things, and then to go through that and still come out of it and still eat meat, because none of those who took opportunity to save your life and try to repair some of the damage that has been done over the years did not really counsel in terms of what to eat. And so we have to know that when one does not know that which is food for itself and is eating that which the body cannot utilize, does not recognize as food, then no matter what kind of degrees you got from whatever level of education you matriculated through, you will have yet to understand the truth of yourself, because this is not the curriculum that we're being given. Our education has served the purposes of industrialization and capitalization, but it has not served the purposes of giving us a proper orientation as to what the purpose in being on the planet actually is. Our being fed consistently over time, chemical-laden, flesh, blood, fetuses, animal pus and mucus and all of this has put us in a place where we are literally on a cataclysmic ride with demise, because we build upon a progression of error, because we have thought that the education was the light that was essential for our progression. But when the education and the institutions that we go to be educated poison us on a daily basis by giving us that which has no life force, that which has no true substance, that which provides us no mineralization, no oxygenation, very little hydration, gives us all of the artificial colors and chemicals and this and that, then understand that that education does not serve us, and we would be better not to have it and have the truth and be supported in understanding the divinity of existence and the divinity of our being, and being supported in loving ourselves and facilitating consistent optimum cellular functioning through that which we're consuming, which is breath. We're having to breathe and to learn how to breathe. Water and the consumption of water-based plants above the sea and from the seas. And to know that our bowels need to be moving several times a day, not once or twice a week, but 3 to 6 to 7, 8 times a day. See, there could be no obesity if we were eating real food. That which is water-based, high mineralized, and has high fiber nutrients and high water content. And it's necessary for us to have this conversation. It's necessary for you to be supported in realizing that when you are able to go into a closet, consistently a pantry, a cabinet, and pick your food from a cabinet consistently, and there's nothing that is fresh, everything is in cans and boxes, then understand that is going to create some nutritional deficiencies and imbalances that will undermine your immunity and make you vulnerable to parasitic infestation and all manners of other things. So we have to put ourselves first. to come to a point where we realize that when you and when we are under a global initiative that is the assault of ourselves in a divide and conquer frequency, depopulation and genocide, then we have to be caring enough and thoughtful enough and considerate enough to pray and ask for the quality of discipline and strength and will to do nothing to undermine ourselves. And when you are not a detriment to yourself, and you are doing everything to make sure that you are able to be in a consistent progression of conscious self-realization, self-actualization, self-mastery through discipline and discipleship. Discipleship in attuning and being attentive to that which is absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. And this is an essential if you care to have leverage over a system that intends that you have no leverage over it, but that you are subjugated unto it. And so we are to be in the world, but not of it. But we see the worldliness through our social media and all of the things that are so readily available, where you can be in a room full of people and the people are not communicating with each other, but they are looking at their devices all the time, communicating with people who really have nothing to do with them. And then the people who are right there in their face, husbands and wives and children and co-workers and this and that, are not attuning to the frequency of energy between them or the relationship that they have as a result of being right there together and paying attention to people all across the place. You understand? Creating a frequency of being antisocial. So we have to come to a point and place where we are really understanding that the divide and conquer frequency is everywhere. And that as we are consciously caring to be in alignment with the will of the intelligence of existence, to be able to respect and honor it as all there is and all who walk in every eye that sees, then we get leverage over the foolishness. But to be in a place and space where you are dating and choosing people to sleep with and whatnot over social media and computers. We're in a place and space where we must understand that our lives are at stake and we are being warred against. 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 We are not at war, but we are being warred against. And the food is the tool of oppression. And then the weapons of mass destruction are the refined white sugars, the alcoholic beverages, the pharmaceuticals and drugs that are being administered through hospitals and pharmacies and whatnot consistently over time, the tobacco. And where you may have done it as a youth, say you're 50 years old now and you did it from the time that you were 17 to 25, then those 8 years of chemicals are still in your tissues. They're still in your brain. They're still in your lungs. We have to understand that just because you stop doing something does not mean that you are cleansed from it. So people say, oh, well, I'm vegan now, but you were eating flesh for 40 years and you've only been vegan for 2 months, which means that you are still full of the residues and the rot of carcasses. You've not become anything other than greater, other than more aware consistently, daily, that allows you to truly experience the liberation that happens at the cellular level from not just giving up the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the fetuses, and all of that, but also cleansing from it. Cleansing like you brush your teeth and you bathe daily. Cleansing, coming to a point where you realize that the dementia and the Alzheimer's and the Parkinson's and the lupus and the sarcoidosis and the multiple sclerosis and all of these things are and have been created by virtue of being fed all of this garbage. And reaching for it. And by the time you have invested so much of your life currency into generating a cash currency and spend so much of that cash currency on meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and other drugs, then you undermine your life currency, then understand you are literally practicing impoverishment. And that impoverishment is what we see when we are traveling in the evenings and night and seeing people bunking down for the nights on concrete, under bridges, in tunnels, on the streets, on the steps of churches. These are the ones that the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, soda, alcohol, tobacco industries have literally robbed these people of the essence of themselves, their treasures, their gifts. And the system supports it. And every time it comes time for us to celebrate something, the corporate deities of death are all in the mix. We have been sublimated and assaulted with the lies of advertising and commercialism under capitalism all of our lives. And now is our time to exalt a full life's urge so that we are doing that which is truly in our own best interest, to take the time on a daily basis to cleanse ourselves, to cleanse our tissues, to cleanse our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our souls, our lives, so that we can be realigned in the light of the truth of the ones that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme presence who is absolute and supremely present through all situations and circumstances, all pervasive, never absent, and is the gift that we have all been given and being robbed of when we are partaking of the fruits of death. And so come next Thursday, when everybody's celebrating the hell of days that they call Thanksgiving and sitting down to a table of flesh and pus, celebrating what? How thankful you are to be able to kill yourselves, how thankful you are to be able to stuff yourself in garbage that has absolutely no nutritional value, but is going to complicate your issues, going to add more worms, more maggots, more parasites into your tissues, put you in a place and space where you will still have to take more drugs in order to counteract your overeating and gluttony and whatnot. And I'm just saying is that where we are in this now moment, understand that we cannot celebrate the holidays of Europeans and be a free people, and being free to be ignorant, being free to be stupid, being free to kill ourselves, being free to indulge ourselves in every base thing is no freedom at all. And so it matters that we care to walk in the light of the truth of who we are as intelligent ones, because intelligence doesn't undermine itself. It doesn't kill itself. It does not justify in its own mind its right to die. And being all right with it. We're in a now moment that requires us to really, really get up out the ditches and valleys of degradation and to get over the tenets and of miseducation, indoctrination, religious training, and all of that to come to a point in place where we are exalting a full life's urge by clearing, cleansing, purifying our body temples so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses are being completely re-enthroned as our absolute reality in this now moment where we have the opportunity to lay the foundation for heaven on earth by virtue of our consciously caring to align ourselves with the exalted realms, the administering intelligences that are fully functioning upon the earth through all realms, all conditions, all circumstances, and that the karmic debt of these people as a result of the annihilation of our indigenous and aboriginal families, as well as our African families, as well as all of our other families, that we each have the responsibility to consciously care to invoke the greatness of the ones that we are on behalf of all of those that we have come through, to come to a point of place to understand that right here in on this North American continent, or that which they refer to as the United States or America, that the establishment of the eternal order and the kingdoms and queendoms of God have to happen here. And Atlanta is a pinnacle for that. We're in a now moment that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that those of us who are living now, particularly those of us who are moving into maturity, we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to truly exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our clearing, our cleansing, our consecration, the purification, to understand that nobody has been authorized by the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, or that which we refer to as God, to work on behalf of death, to be the perpetuators and the legislators of sickness, illness, disease as a livelihood. And to be complicit and complacent with one's own annihilation and cellular oppression by refusing to exalt a full will and intensity of intention and effort towards your own self-actualization, realization, and harmonization with the laws that govern us. We're in and out moment that requires us to care, requires us to rise, requires us to do that which is ours to do in order to invoke and call forth the greatness of ourselves to the glory of the lineages that we represent, to come to that place where we have the power of God, the potency, the clarity, to be the living testaments and to be able to give a living testimonial of the triumph of its love, its light, its wisdom, and its truth over all sickness, illness, disease, circumstances, and situations, that we are loving the law, living the law, exalting the law, harmonizing with the law, and understanding that the fulfillment of the law is absolute love. And to love is the light. And to aspire towards and have a full desire for the light is wisdom. You're in a now moment of eternity where you're being called to rise. You're being called to choose life. You're being called to clear, cleanse, purify, be renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that you are able to walk as a resurrected being on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order, the exaltation of the truths of existence, the realignment, reorientation as to the purposes of existence, and being able to leave the planet as a living being. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.